On this date, 20 years ago, 76 million people tuned in to watch the finale of Seinfeld. Well, today we're taking a look back at a show voted the best written TV sitcom of all time.
Hello!
2 decades after it left the air, Seinfeld remains ubiquitous in our pop culture.
Nothing for you!
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Newman.
Not only did it present 4 inextricable characters in Jerry.
But I don't want to be a pirate!
Elaine.
Come on! Let
me
get it started.
Woo! George.
A George divided against itself cannot stand.
And Kramer.
You kept making all the stops?
Well, people kept ringing the bell.
It changed the very way that we speak.
She had man hands.
She's a two-faced. She's got the Jimmy legs.
She eats her peas one at a time.
She's one of these low talkers.
You know, because he's a high talker.
He's a male bimbo. He's a bimbo.
But more than catchphrases, it was the way that Larry David and team took 4 seemingly unrelated storylines and always tied them together.
At that moment, I was a marine biologist. So I reached my hand in, pulled out the obstruction.
What is that, a title list?
What delay industries?
No!
And you want to be my latex salesman.
It also daringly took on social issues like civil rights.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Religion.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
I have a suspicion that he's converted to Judaism purely for the jokes.
And this offends you as a Jewish person?
No, it offends me as a comedian.
And sex.
Are you still master of your domain?
I was at the pool!
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Oh! Dolores!
And while certain bits are definitely of their time,
why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you selected?
The show holds up because it dissected everyday life.
See, you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation. Anybody can just take them.
Which is why the phrase, a show about nothing, is actually a misnomer. Seinfeld was a show about everything.
So we go into NBC, we tell them we got an idea for a show about nothing.
Exactly.
I think you may have something here.
Join our Seinfeld memories on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.
I cannot stop laughing.
20 years later, still doing it. It's still great.
Oh, so good.